My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
On the second day of February, the Church calls us to the feast of the Purification of the Virgin Mary, sometimes called Candlemas. And for our lesson, we read from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 22nd verse. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken also, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. A homily by St. Ambrose, Bishop of Milan. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The birth of the Lord is attested not only by angels, prophets, and shepherds, but also by elders and just men. Every age and both sexes, as well as the wonders of the events themselves, are here presented to strengthen our faith. A virgin conceiveth, a barren woman beareth, a dumb man speaketh, Elizabeth prophesieth, the wise man worshipeth, the unborn child leapeth, the widow praiseth, and the just man waiteth. Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and said, Verily thou art a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. When his parents brought in the child Jesus, he took him up in his arms, and blessed God and said, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Well is he called just, who looked not for favor for himself, but for consolation for his people. He desired to be set free from the bondage of this frail body, but he waited to see the promised one, for he knew that blessed are the eyes that see him. Then took he up in his arms and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Behold, a just man, confined in the weary prison of the body, desiring to depart, and to begin to be with Christ. For it is far better to depart, and to be with Christ. Whosoever will depart and be with Christ, let him come into the temple. Yea, let him come as to Jerusalem, and wait for the Lord's Christ. Let him take hold on the word of God, let him embrace the same with good works, as it were with arms of faith. then let him depart in peace, for he who hath seen life shall not see death. Behold how the Lord's birth doth overflow with abounding grace for all, and prophecy was not denied except to the unbelieving. Behold, Simeon prophesieth that the Lord Jesus Christ is come for the fall and rising again of many. Yea, he shall separate the just from the unjust by their deserts. And according as our work shall be, so shall the true and righteous judge command us to be punished or rewarded. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly beseech thy majesty, that as thy only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, so we may be presented unto thee with pure and clean hearts, by the same thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and His apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.